10 minutes later, Devin opened the back door and, shaking his head, stepped into the kitchen. Disgust and horror mingled on his face. Lainey rose and went to him. What happened? Is she hurt? She glanced outside, looking for any sign of emergency. Off in the distance, a woman stepped out of the pool. Lainey blinked to make sure her eyes were working. The woman didn't appear to be wearing a swimsuit or, well, anything at all. Devin blew out a frustrated breath. My mom was practicing her erotic tantric swim routine. Apparently, she's making an instructional video. Wow. It was all Lainey could come up with. Mom is, well, she's open about everything. Don't get me wrong, she's a wonderful mother. You know that phrase about trying anything once, maybe twice? Well, she's willing to try anything, and she won't stop until she's conquered it. Ballroom dancing, bungee jumping, erotic ceramics, gardening. Unfortunately, the erotic ceramics and the gardening were at the same time, so I had a nipple fountain spurting water into a penis-shaped koi pond. His face turned an interesting shade of red. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that. Your mom sounds like fun. My mom invented a new procedure to fuse vertebrae. That's something. Your mom sounds very, smart. Devin shrugged out of his suit coat and tossed it on a chair. He rolled up his sleeves. How about dinner? I've got macaroni and cheese my mom made yesterday and some beef ribs off the grill. He smiled sheepishly. Leftovers are all I have. We could order something, though. I love leftovers. She stood and stretched. What can I do to help? Nothing, honey. A sultry female voice called from behind her. Lainey turned around and felt her mouth drop open. A curvy blonde woman, who had to be in her 50s, sauntered up to Lainey. In black silk slacks and a matching low-cut black silk top, she was sexy in a giggly 1950s sexpot kind of way. Everything about this woman was sensual, but not trashy, just plain va-va-voom. If this was Devin's mother, he must have to keep a big stick close to fight off all the men. She held out her hand. I'm sweet Louise Harding. She nodded toward Devin. Please excuse my son's manners for not introducing us properly. God knows I tried to teach him, but the boy's got a head twice as thick as his father's, and that man made a mule look like God's most biddable creature. She took Devin's mother's hand, shook it firmly, and let it go. It's so good to meet you. Devin talks about you all of the time. Sweet Louise's cheeks flushed with pleasure. All good, I hope. Nope, Devin said under his breath. I apologize. She walked to her son and smacked him lightly on the back of the head. No respect for his elders. What elders? You act like a horny teenager. You disrespect me in front of company. The mock horror on her face made Lainey smile. I think you took care of that by skinny dipping in my pool. Devin hip-bumped his mother. She hip-bumped him right back. It could have been worse, a lot worse. I live in fear of that every day. I already have several images that need to be burned from my memory. He glanced at Lainey. Can that be done? She walked to the island they stood behind, pulled out a bar stool tucked under the ledge, and sat. Nope, Devin grinned. She's a doctor. The pride in his voice shouldn't have made her heart beat faster, but it did. A doctor? Sweet Louise sounded impressed. That beats the, what was the last one you brought home? A bikini waxer? That was like 3 years ago. He sighed heavily. When are you going to let that go? She was so dumb her tattoos were misspelled. Sweet Louise shot her a knowing look. Hell's Angels. Can you believe that? I asked her if she was a mathematician. She told me she was a Baptist. Wow. Lainey laughed. Can I meet her? Maybe there was something medically that could improve her brain function. Sadly, Ms. Hell's Angel moved to, in her words, to one of those eye states, you know, in the middle. I hope she was good in bed because I couldn't find any other qualities to recommend her.